Okay, so I'm a week behind on this recording. About a week ago, I talked about how the system's trying to get your attention. They're trying to find something that you're. They're trying to find something down here that to pull you into, you know. And so I'm noticing it it's ramping up with eBay, Yahoo. So Yahoo's one of the biggest AI agents out there. They send you emails to keep you occupied with this place. eBay, for some reason, eBay started ramping up their emails for some reason. I have an eBay account, so I don't know why they're doing it. I used to have one, maybe that's why. Long time ago, I don't know really what's going on, except for the fact that they think I might be interested in selling on eBay. And then, oh yeah, let go, keep sending out messages. So these, they're trying to find something to pull you into the system, into Babylon. They're looking for an open door. If you cut the music off and you cut the TV off and you disconnect from the system as much as you can, the system goes crazy. Especially if you change patterns. If you change a pattern that you used to do, it could be any kind of pattern, the whole system loses its mind. And it's all tied together. It's an AI program of the flesh mind. The flesh mind is the AI program. And the king of the flesh mind is the devil. The king of Tyre is the king of tares. You got the wheats and the tares. The devil is the flesh mind. The old Adam is the flesh mind. The king of Tyre, the king of Tyre. Those who want to go against God's program and do their own will. I'm in shock that this is so deep and nobody talks about it. The reason nobody talks about it is because nobody took the time to really meditate on it. You have to give up a lot of stuff to get to the point where you understand it. But once you give up certain things, you realize those things were they were bad for you anyway. Whether it's the music, the TV, the people in your life. Once you give, you know, there's people in your life trying to put on a fake smile like they're great, everything's wonderful in their life, to pull you into their network of people so they can vampire off of you. But when you see through it and you realize they're dead, they're not even alive, they're not born again, they want to pull you into their world and they're not even saved. They'll say, I believe in Jesus, and then they'll turn around and say, it's my truth. I dated a girl like that one time. I was trying to get her saved. She said, I believe in Christ. And then she turned around one day. We went to eat at a restaurant or something. And she made a mistake. I said, well, then you know the truth. The truth just says this or something. She said, I have my own truth. I said, well, you don't believe in Jesus then, do you? Yeah, I believe in Jesus. Well, you don't have your own truth. That was it. That was the... The fake reality started crashing, you know. They try to mirror you and try to pretend to be like you, and it don't take long for their fake persona, their painted face, to fall apart just by their words and by their actions. You say, well, why are you lying all the time? And you lie about little stuff. I didn't lie. Yeah, you did. Why are you trying to gaslight me? This is all before I knew about gaslighting and what I know now. I got this guy in front of me driving his car. So here's the fractal. So there's a guy in front of me driving his car erratically, changing lanes, stopping and going, laid back like he don't care, drugged out of his mind probably. What's the fractal there? trying to get in my lane, trying to move over into my lane, right? Why is the fractal there? That's interesting. Right? I'm at the Chick-fil-A. Let's see if I can look at another car in front of me with 666 on. If that happens again, when you wake up to the fact that the whole system is a lie, and the whole system is the program of God versus the anti-program, is pro-G-Ram, for the cross, the lamb slain, the ram caught in the thicket, goes back to Genesis. God told Abraham to sacrifice his son, but he wasn't really going to do it. But he had to do Abraham, he had to test Abraham's by faith. And so as soon as he got ready to, there was a ram caught in the thicket. And I can't remember if the angel stopped him or not, but there was a ram caught in the thicket. And so the typology was God allowed his son to be sacrificed. The ultimate sacrifice. Now, God did not tell Israel to sacrifice humans. The animal sacrifice was a covering. You know, animals have to sacrifice, the chickens or whatever, or the plants. They die so that you can have life. So Jesus had to die that you might have life. So because of the blood and body of Christ, you can have eternal life, and you can have the resurrection power. Now, yes, you're going to have to die daily to your own understanding. And this is why when you're dealing with a Wiccan or a witch or a flesh creature or even a carnal Christian, they're going to say, it's my truth, and it ain't your truth. What are you talking about, your truth? Now, I wish I had this knowledge 20 years ago. I wouldn't have married the wrong person. But you just don't know. You just don't know. Because you don't know. Because nobody told you. It's so hard to believe that your whole system is a lie. And so as you peel the layers of lies off, it's like an onion, you cry. It might not be literal crying, but you're crying. The masquerade party is another lie. As you peel that off, it brings tears to you. People believe in a lie, you know. It's insane.
How are you doing today, sir?
When you wake up to what's really happening, you also have to see that it's not just outside looking at everybody else. It's inside you believe lies because you wanted to believe the lie. You dated Jezebel because you wanted to date Jezebel. You wanted to believe the lie. You want to believe the lie that your corporation is going to take care of you if you go to the hospital or something. You want to believe that lie. God is going to take care of you, but corporation ain't. You believe the lie that the government's going to take care of you, but they ain't going to take care of you. People reveal their heart by their mouth, by their words. So there was before you got involved with the narcissistic Jezebel, you had the red flags. You had the red flags. The red flags appeared, but you ignored them because it's what you wanted. But God allowed you to go through it to show you that that's not. He's trying to break. See, the EA Sports is in the game. God allows these players to play games on you to break you out of the game so that you don't play their game anymore. You're like, why did that happen? Because they're liars and players and psychopaths and sociopaths, and they're playing games. That's what they do. Game on for them all the time, 24/7, 7 days a week. They're in game mode. They're not really genuine. They're fake. Oh, and that's what it, was. I got it. So the ant and the spider on my windshield, it goes back to the fact that they can't fight. They're trying to, they don't understand the genuine person who's genuine. They don't understand that because the system has brainwashed them. There's another ant on my windshield. I'm at the drive-thru at Chick-fil-A, and I just said ant, and there's another one on my windshield, a small one, a little small ant, a worker. So they don't understand you being genuine. They don't under, they just can't understand. They think that's naive, you know. But the system has given them a split mind, split, broke them down, and they don't even know that their soul was under attack by the devil. So these system workers under in the system, you can feel sorry for them because they don't even know that the system created, you know, when you try to do, you know, perfection, you try to do something in the flesh and be perfect, it's impossible. Because a perfectionist is like trying to keep the Ten Commandments, which you can't do. And so you being genuine, yeah, I sinned, yeah, I messed up, yeah, I had a bad thought, yeah, I fall short, yeah, I'm not perfect, yeah, I'm tired, yeah, I'm weak, yeah. But greater is he that, when I'm weak, then I'm strong, the Bible says. They don't understand that. You can be genuine because they always put out their best foot, you know. Because they want to be worshipped, like they're keeping, they're doing something wonderful or great, their image, you know. I had another thought about that. But they're trying to figure out, they're on the windshield, the ant, which is the hive mind, the spiders. They're trying to get through the shield, the windshield. And what is the shield? The genuineness. So I unfolded the words, and it comes down to this. They know that because you're genuine, people want to be genuine. They want to hear somebody who's genuine. And if you're genuine and you're not a fake actor, Hollywood actor, which they're all fake, now you got Brie Larson doing a YouTube channel and everybody knows she's fake. They're trying to take up, because of lockdown, they're trying to take over YouTube from the genuine YouTubers. And they get a million views because the whole world doesn't want genuine. They want the lie. But some people, they're drawn to the genuine. So they want to destroy you being genuine. They want to put you in a double bind. So this is what the narcissist tries to do. They put you in a double bind to try to take away your genuine, trying to get you not to be genuine. It's a double bind. My food's here, so that'll be enough for now.